Welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christy Walsh. I'm excited to say hello to the globe. Each week, I'll bring you new ideas to your spiritual path by letting you hear how other folks have walked their path or how they awakened. The planet, the solar system, and every being in it is waking up in some way. There's always bigger, brighter waves to surf that will change our world. So grab your boards. Hello, and welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christy Walsh. We are going to be surfing the solar eclipse waves. We have a big solar eclipse happening on April 8th, 2024, but you could listen to this podcast anytime when you want to work on that energy of the sun. And I've been noticing just different dips and twists and turns in the energy lately. We had a lunar eclipse not too long ago. So we want to notice that energy sort of coming in and going out, just like the waves do in our space. And it doesn't mean that you're super tired. It could just mean that the energy on the planet is changing or in the cosmos. And so usually when we get into meditation, we're running earth energy through our system and this solar light from our sun through our space. And that's always really fun. And we get to find ourselves somewhere in between these two energies. And it's an interesting phenomenon that you can see your energy when you're next to two other friendly energies. And you're doing this in a very focused and calm and relaxed way. But in everyday life, it's not that you're not connected to the earth, you are, or you're not connected to the sun, because you are. It's just that when you put your attention on it, something different happens, and you're more open to other types of energies flowing through your space. You notice a lot more. And so today we're going to bring in that energy of our sun. We're going to move around the energy to amplify or clear it out for new creations. We'll amplify our energy in different ways. We're going to use the chakras today as a place to sort of work from. But you might notice other body parts or other areas of your aura, other parts of the body that are going to be excited and happy to receive this solar light. But your energy is still flowing through your space. And so we've done other things and other podcasts to raise your vibration, generating your own energy as well. But on the fly, because the sun's there every day, you always have this other option. And then the earth is there every day for you. So you have another option there too. And so we want as many options as we can get our hands on as super sensitive psychics, because sometimes we get confused or scared or worried or upset. And then everything, all of our tools just kind of fall away. So it's an interesting thing. Obviously I'm still learning myself. So hopefully in the meditation today, you'll find new ways to work with the sun. And we're going to reach out to the sun together. And that should feel a little bit easier than doing it all by yourself. Sometimes taking the first step to reach out to the earth or the sun can seem a little bit daunting. The earth is probably less so, because when we say hello to the earth, it's not like we're not already familiar with the earth. It's interesting that way. It's less confusing and it's definitely less scary. But when I say hello to the sun, then it's like, uh-oh, that sun's really big. It has a lot of energy going on with it. You know, we've heard scary things about the sun. You know, it's hot. It's hot to us, to our human bodies. You know, it could burn your skin. You know, we have to sort of be careful. There's a lot of fear that gets said about the sun. And yet in meditation, you can bring in as much solar light as you like, and you won't get burned, and you can't do it wrong, and you can bring in as much solar light as you would need or want, or just to experiment. How much can you handle? And the worst case scenario, you'll just be glowing a lot more. So the sun itself has this energy about it where in real life, these explosions happen and they hurl energy across the universe, sometimes to the earth. And that seems very, I'm not sure if it's only scary or it's scary and a little bit like, oh, don't want to mess with the sun, don't want to make it mad. And so that might come from some of our experiences in other past lives from either worshiping the sun, maybe some of the mystery school teachings in there. So if you're noticing any fear come up about the sun, I'd like you to just set that aside because that may not be in present time. But in present time, we're going to say hello to the sun today and hopefully establish a newer connection, something that's newer to, 2024 super solar eclipse. I think it's April 8th. So we want to just be aware that we're having this opportunity for the sun to say hello to us in a different way. All these eclipses get a lot of humans' attention. And that's really fun because it builds the energy of saying hello to the sun. So all those people thinking those thoughts just about the sun, what's it doing, when is it going to pass over here, and, things are going to go dark for a minute and then they're going to come back, all the knowledge we have in 2024 versus, let's say, in the year 590, when we would have to make up a story about what's going on with the solar eclipse. So anyway, there's a lot of different little pieces of fear sort of lurking around eclipses anyway. And so I'd like you to just sort of notice where those are. We're going to release that back to the center of the earth. And somehow the earth gets to receive all of those fears, but the earth is well equipped to handle them. So today we're going to get into meditation. We're going to look at our hands and our feet first, and then we're going to make our way through the other chakras, bringing in lots of solar light. And you might notice that that solar light might change colors on you. They might get really vibrant. They might get very clear. Usually the sun starts sort of changing on you. It might start off really yellow or orange, and then it starts changing colors. So just be aware that this solar energy is a little bit different from all of that earth energy we experience daily. So, all right, I think we're getting ready. My words are starting to fail me now. So the sun that we're going to be dealing with is the sun that's in our own solar system. I did a meditation a while ago about the great galactic sun, and you could pretty much do the same thing for that sun in a different meditation. But today we're just going to focus on the sun in our own neighborhood, the one we see every day. And so, all right, let's take a deep breath. And let's get into that place behind our eyes, the center of our head. We want to enjoy that clairvoyant space in the center of our head. Just allow that to be quite big, lots of room in the center of your head. You might see a big screen out in front of you. It's a little bit easier to look at energy from the center of your head than other parts of the body. It's a little less emotional. You're a little more neutral. So just notice that space. Make sure you have a big comfy chair to sit in. You're looking out onto that screen like you're in a command center. Great. So now from the base of the spine to the center of the earth, we're going to put down an energy cord, or what we call a grounding cord, to the center of the earth. It doesn't mean you weren't grounded before I said the magic words of let's ground to the center of the earth. It's just that now it's a little more established. We're paying attention a little bit more. We're noticing that flow of energy. We're saying hello to the earth in a very conscious way. and you'll notice the earth says hello back. When the earth starts doing that, that earth energy starts to flow up the spine and through those upper chakras. That earth energy starts to flow through the soles of the feet, through the legs and the hips, into that first chakra at the base of the spine. And then it starts to bubble up into that second chakra just below the navel, the third chakra of the solar plexus, the fourth chakra at the heart, fifth chakra at the throat. Some of that earth energy will flow over the shoulders, down the arms and out the palms of the hands. You want to leave those palms open today. Just allow some of that earth energy to flow through the center of the head and out the top of the head. And it's almost like a little whale spout. And before we bring in that solar light into our space, I'd like you to notice where your aura is right now. Is it all over the room? Is it as big as your town? And I'd like you to pull it in closer to the body, about 2 feet above you, below you, side to side, front and back. So you have a little room in that aura, but it's close to you. And as of right now, you might want to notice where your energy is. Do you have more energy above your head, around the middle of the body, around your feet? Are you more of an egg-shaped, or are you a perfect sphere of energy in that aura? And on the outside of that aura, I'd like you to just let it vibrate at gold. And we'll keep that here for the rest of our time together, and maybe the rest of the day you might like to have that outside of the aura be vibrating at gold. And that just allows you a little more wiggle room to pull in as much solar light as you want, amplify your energy as much as you want, and then other people get to say hello to a gold energy on the outside of your aura. And that might be enough for them. So you don't have to blind everybody with your solar light coming out of you. Sometimes we would like to keep it to ourselves a little bit, until we're used to it. All right, so we're going to say hello to the sun. And so above the top of the head, I'd like you to imagine a great big golden sun. And we're just gently saying hello to the sun right now. And the sun starts to recognize, oh yeah, there's a human down there, and they're connected to the earth, and they're sort of glowing right now. Okay. So the sun says hello, and it might feel different. You might hear the sun sort of vibrating at a different sort of language or color. We think of the solar rays as being sort of yellow and orange, but it could be anything along the light spectrum. So just notice that golden sun or whatever color it is above your head. And I'd like you to start to bring in some of that solar light, like a little funnel from the top of the head at the crown chakra, through the center of the head, through the fifth chakra at the throat, through the fourth chakra at the heart. You might notice your heart sort of does some different. Maybe it does a little dance when it feels that solar light coming in. And then just allow some of that solar light to fill in that third chakra, that solar plexus, that second chakra just below the navel, and into that first chakra at the base of the spine. Some of that solar light continues down through the grounding cord. Some of it will flow through the arms, out the palms of the hands, and some of that solar light will flow through the legs and out the feet. There's feet chakras. great. So as you have that first sort of wave of silver light coming into your space, I'd like you to notice if there's anything interesting happening in your aura. Those layers of the aura are all your energy, and sometimes they contain other energies from other people. So if there's any of that, I'd like you to just release that down the grounding cord back to the center of the earth. Sometimes during our day, we get involved with different experiences. And sometimes those are still being enacted in our aura, and yet we've moved on from that. So I'd like you to just let those energies fall away back to the center of the earth, letting your space really vibrate at present time. The beautiful thing about the sun is that you are able to be neutral and present time with that solar light shining on you and shining into you. But you do get the experience of going forward in time and also backwards in time. But for right now, we just want to be in present time. That's where you can receive the most energy. So I'd like you to imagine on top of your head that a funnel starts to develop. And this funnel has a point kind of going into the top of your head, crown chakra, and that bigger part of the funnel is going out to the sun. Maybe it's just a really long tube, and one of the ends is stuck to the sun. And in that sort of vortex of energy, you're able to receive all sorts of solar light, different wavelengths into your body. And as you make this connection, I'd like you to say hello to the sun. I'd like you to tell the sun your name. That sounds really silly, but we want to be able to have a two-way communication with the sun. The sun has a lot of wisdom, has seen a lot of stuff that has happened in our solar system. And so for now, we're connected to the sun, that part of that vortex is sort of connected, and then it's coming all the way back to the top of our head, and that solar light is flowing through our body. And in this moment, I'd like you to ask the sun for a little bit of a healing. Sometimes we have certain parts of the body we like to work on all the time in a healing way. Sometimes we're not sure what we need, but we'd like more solar light. So I'd like you to ask the sun. I'd like you to notice how you do that. Do you put out your hand like it's an offering? Do you show a picture to the sun of like, I would like this, and I would like this energy over here to do that thing? Do you make a very specific request? All of it's okay. You might notice there's really no limit for what you could ask of the sun. I'd like you to just start to receive that energy into your space, wherever that solar healing is going to. And as it's happening, I'd like you to just continually say thank you to the sun. Just take a deep breath. Notice how that solar light is filling up different parts of the body or the aura. You might notice some of the chakras are changing sizes on you. They might be spinning differently, opening up, closing down. Sometimes that solar light likes to swirl around sort of the outer layers of the aura. And as that healing is occurring, you might notice that some of that energy that you're releasing is going back to the center of the earth. So the earth and the sun are working together right now. You're just a little more focused on the sun. Sometimes we have worked with the sun in other past lives, and you might want to ask that question now. Of how you might have worked with the sun before. Did you make offerings to it? Did you do artwork? Were there certain chants that you would do? You might want to ask the sun what that was all about. And sometimes some of that energy from other past lives might be complete, but we may not have acknowledged that the circle is complete, for example. So I'd like you to ask the sun to complete those energies. So the prayer is complete. Maybe the mystery school teachings are complete now. You can move on to other new things. You might notice that other solar light energy is coming into different parts of the body as you sort of complete those old worship scenarios of the sun. Great. So I'd like you to notice from the center of your head that first chakra at the base of the spine. That first chakra has a lot to do with survival, has a lot to do with the skeletal system, all the things that the bones do. There's different sort of record keeping that happens in that first chakra. And I'd like you to ask the sun for a healing in that first chakra. Sometimes in our past, whether it's past life or this life, could be 3 years ago, could be 3 days ago, when that first chakra is moving around, exchanging energy, it may be very open, it may be closed as you're taking a look at it. But I'd like you to ask for a healing in that first chakra. Asking the sun. Or its help to bring that first chakra into present time. Sometimes past worries come up, past fears, and they hang out in that first chakra. And sometimes we need a very big, bright energy to lighten that up. Help us to release that. So just notice that change You might notice a change in the color of the energy coming from the sun as this happens. Great. The other piece to this is that I'd like you to think about the feet chakras. So that first chakra is helping you run around the planet and survive all the wild things that could happen on planet Earth. And then that energy of the feet chakra allow you to leave footprints, energetic footprints, all over the place on planet Earth. And yet the sun seems to capture that energy. It's creating a shadow wherever you go. So the sun has known where you've gone, what you've experienced, and all the footprints you've left all over the planet. So I'd like you to allow that solar light to give you a healing on those feet chakras. You might feel it more in the legs now. Maybe it's more in the knees and then down to the feet. But you might notice that energy. It might heat up or it might speed up. Sometimes that solar light can even feel cold or tingly. I'd like you to ask that sun to fill in those feet chakras with present time solar light. And ask that solar energy to calibrate those feet chakras so you can move through things quickly when you need to and slow down when you need to. And even though we're working on the feet chakras, bringing in that solar light, you might feel it all over your body. And then I'd like you to open up the palms of the hands. And I'd like you to ask that solar light for healing on the palms of the hands. We create a lot with our hands. And so we might need to amplify those creations, or we might need to clear out energies for new creations. Sometimes when we think about that solar light, we think about energy coming into those palms, and it's almost like little bits of fire coming out of those palms, but it actually might just be sunlight. So just notice that energy around the palms and how you experience that solar light coming through them. Sometimes it's just on the palms. Sometimes it's on the other side. as well of your hands. You might notice that this solar energy might be making you kind of warm. That's great. All right. So that first chakra at the base of the spine, the feet chakras, the hand chakras have all been attuned to that solar light. The next place we're going to move on to is that second chakra just below the navel. There's a lot of creativity in this area, a lot of energy having to do with material possessions, a lot of energy of how we express ourselves in the body creatively. This is where we have all the feelings in the gut. And so sometimes using that solar light to kind of bring that second chakra into present time is really fun. So it's like shining the brightest light possible on all of those feelings and all of those ways we're creative within ourselves, all the ways our guts are telling us what's going on and we're ignoring them. So just notice that sort of solar light coming into the body. Ask the sun for anything you'd like here in that second chakra. The second chakra is where we sort of talk about money, but it's more than that. It's kind of about all the energy and possessions and sort of lifestyle stuff we have around us. So I'd like you to bring in a little bit more solar energy into this space, filling it up. Sometimes there is a release in the second chakra that happens, and you can release that energy back to the center of the earth. And let's say hello to the third chakra. So we don't really associate the third chakra, although it's called the solar plexus. It's where all the dream time happens. So this is usually where we leave our body at night to prowl around in dream time. But one of the ways to clear out your dreams very quickly is to have that solar light fill up all of that dream time energy. In that third chakra, there's another energy center that allows us to leave our bodies. And you can ask the sun to clear out that dream time space. It might look like a tether or a coiled rope. Might look like a room. That solar plexus has a lot to do with energy regulation. It's all that energy of the get up and go that we use during the day. So I'd like you to ask that solar being our cosmic sun for a little bit of regulation and healing in that third chakra. Sometimes we get amped up, but that's a different amped up in the third chakra from being amped up on that solar energy. So if you'd like to experience that, you can ask the sun for a little more information and energy filling up that third chakra where it's amping you up, raising your vibration. More energy is available to you in this chakra. Great. Just take a deep breath. Notice those hands and those feet feel a little different. And the first, second, and third chakra are kind of vibrating a little differently. Might want to notice the colors. And then let's move on to the fourth chakra at the heart. This heart chakra, when it starts filling up with solar light, might get very big. So I'd like you to notice how big you would like that fourth chakra. Sometimes we'd like it as big as our chest. Sometimes we want that sort of glow of the fourth chakra to be a little bit bigger and outside of the body. So just notice that space. You might notice that connection that we have with the sun. Might look a little different when you connect the fourth chakra to that solar light. Might look like a spring. Might look like a different kind of tether. Might look like a different vortex coming into the heart. I'd like you to ask the sun for any of that energy that you might want to amplify or clear out. Sometimes we hold on to different things that happen to the heart chakra, like heartbreak or shock. And sometimes it's easier to let it go when you have this stream of solar light filling the fourth chakra. That heart chakra will use solar light in a slightly different way from the other chakras. It has its own energetic system. So just notice how that solar light fills up that heart. You can sort of watch what happens by being in the center of your head. And then in this moment, I'd like you to ask the sun for all the things you would like to ask having to do with that fourth chakra at the heart. This is where sort of the body chakras and the upper chakras sort of converge. It's kind of where body, mind, and spirit is all coming together. Sometimes we have cosmic questions we don't know how to ask, but you can do that now with the sun and that energy coming into the fourth chakra at the heart. Just notice that stream of light coming into that fourth chakra. Let that fourth chakra continue to receive solar light as we move on to the fifth chakra at the throat. And these upper chakras, we're getting into some of the psychic tools that we have. And in that fifth chakra at the throat, we talk about clairaudience, we talk about telepathy, in different ways to communicate with spirit. Any of you are using your voice for different creative projects like singing or speaking. You might want to ask for that solar light to fill in those spaces and amp them up. Or clear out old creations. Sometimes when you've had to command people in a fearful situation, that fifth chakra is like ready to go at all times. So if you have that sort of first responderness thing happening, you can ask the solar light to fill in that fifth chakra and give you a healing in that area. Great. And then now the sixth chakra, center of the head. This is a little bit interesting, where we're saying hello to our clairvoyance, but we're also asking the sun to beam light into that sixth chakra center of the head, which also emits a light as well, kind of like the heart. So I'd like you to ask the sun to start slowly and then amp it up. So you might want to imagine a little dial in the center of your head, a little console next to you with a couple of levers and buttons and maybe a little knob that you can turn up. Every so often, increasing that vibration into the sixth chakra center of the head. And this is where that light of the spirit in the center of the head is matching that solar light. So it becomes all the same. Just take a deep breath and notice that space. Notice how easy it is for the sun to say hello to you in the sixth chakra. It might feel a little more comfortable or familiar. Might notice that sixth chakra center of the head might be seem bigger to you. You might notice all parts of it. You might notice other areas of the sixth chakra as things illuminate. While that continues, I'd like you to imagine that silver light saying hello to the top of your head. This might feel like a little bit of a pressure. I'd like you to ask for that solar light to fill in that seventh chakra. It's like a crown on top of your head. It's where clear cognizance happens. When we say things like, oh, I knew that right off the top of my head. Well, that's where it came from. Sometimes that crown or that halo on top of the head might be smaller than you thought or bigger than you thought, but I like you to just adjust it with that solar light to however big you'd like it to be. deep breath. Allow some of that solar light to start to fill in different parts of that crown chakra. Sometimes you'll notice a column of light starting to form sort of around the spine, all the way up the spine and through that crown chakra at the top of the head. And that's fine. You might notice what color it is. So as that solar light fills in all of those chakras, all up and down the spine, there's chakras that we don't really talk about, but there's more than seven. There's lots of energy centers in the body. I'd like you to start to bring in different streams of solar light, filling in different areas of like the lymph system, the muscular system, all those different types of connective tissues and veins going through the body. You can have some of that solar light start to say hello to different blood vessels all over the body. You can bring in solar light to different body organs. If you don't know specifically, you can sort of take it in like one half of the body or the other half. You might notice different loops of this solar light starting to flow into different places in the body, in and out. And then I'd like you to start to add some of that solar light, filling in those layers of the aura. We'll start with the one closest to the body. And just keep asking for that solar light to fill in different layers of the aura. Any energy that's not in present time will go back to the center of the earth. If you notice any symbols or different colors that sort of don't speak to you right now, you can just release them back to the center of the earth. So I'd like you to allow some of that solar light to start to swirl around the bottom of the feet, around the legs, around the hips, in that aura. It starts making a kind of a spiral around different areas of the body, around the arms, around the torso, around the shoulders, around the neck and the head. I'd like you to notice that this can turn into a different kind of funnel. It might just be streams of light flowing up from your body all the way out to the sun. It might look like a spring. Just allow that spiral energy to continue. It's bringing that solar light into the body. You might notice some areas that you'd like to amplify. or you'd like to add more energy to different parts of the body, I'd like you to allow those spirals to move through your space full of that solar light, filling up chakras, filling up different body parts, different layers of the aura. All the body systems. You might notice some of that solar light is passing through different areas of the bone or the skin or the muscles. Great. You might want to notice that your aura is still sort of 2 feet above you and below you and side to side. If you'd like to make that a little bigger, go ahead. And now that you have so much solar light sort of passing through your system, you might want to allow that to continue for the rest of the day. On the outside of your aura, we've just sort of left it a gold energy. You might want to continue that for the rest of the day. And so for the last many minutes, we've said hello to the sun. We've asked the sun questions. It's answered us back in different energetic expressions. And I'd like you to continue to do that. The sun is also creating waves on the planet in different types of energy that are happening all the time. So it's another source of how you can move energy around. And so I'd like you to continue to let the sun inform your space for the rest of the day. And I'll leave you here in this state, ready for Venus Andract. For surfing the psychic waves with me today on inflowradio.com. You can find me on Twitter at Christina Surfing, or find me surfing the psychic waves on SoundCloud or on Facebook, and let me know what waves you're surfing.
This show is brought to you by inflowradio.com. The best curated talk radio network for personal development, wellness, spirituality, and conscious business.